Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to The Feminine Reset, your daily dose of emotional strength. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super important today, prioritizing your emotional needs and wants. You know that feeling when you've been giving, like a bottomless well of kindness and support. Then suddenly, you find yourself running on empty, wondering where you fit in the equation. Yeah, we've all been there. But here is the thing. Prioritizing your emotional needs isn't selfish. It's essential. Think of it like this: you wouldn't fly a plane without checking the fuel levels, right? You need that energy to soar. Same goes for your emotions. They are the fuel that powers your life, your relationships, and your dreams. So let's get real about how to keep those emotional tanks full, shall we? First up, know thyself. Really get in tune with what lights you up, what drains your energy, and what makes your soul sing. Pay attention to those little whispers inside that hold the secrets to your emotional well-being. Are there certain activities that make you feel truly alive? Maybe it's painting, dancing, spending time in nature, or simply curling up with a good book. Make time for these things. They replenish your spirit and remind you who you are at your core. Next, set some healthy boundaries. You don't have to be everything to everyone. It's okay to say no to commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your values. Remember, saying yes to yourself is the most powerful yes you can give. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. We all mess up. We all have moments of doubt and insecurity. Don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, offer yourself understanding, forgiveness, and a little bit of TLC. Cultivate your inner circle. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, support your dreams, and celebrate your wins. Toxic relationships can chip away at your emotional strength. It's okay to distance yourself from those who don't serve your highest good. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by love, positivity, and genuine connections. Finally, make time for self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are fabulous. It's about nurturing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in activities that bring you joy. You know that friend who always seems to have their life together? The one who radiates calm, confidence, and inner strength. They are probably prioritizing their emotional needs and wants like a boss. And guess what? You can too. Let me tell you about Sarah, a super-driven entrepreneur I met at a networking event. She was juggling a million things, building her business, taking care of her family, and trying to find time for herself. Sound familiar? She confided in me that she often felt overwhelmed and stressed, like she was constantly running on fumes. But then, Sarah decided to make a change. She started prioritizing her self-care by carving out time each morning for meditation and yoga. She also learned to say no to commitments that didn't align with her goals. And you know what? The difference was incredible. Sarah felt calmer, more focused, and more energized. Her business thrived because she was operating from a place of inner strength and clarity. The lesson here is simple. When you prioritize your emotional needs and wants, everything else in your life benefits. It's not about being selfish. It's about showing up as the best version of yourself and for everyone around you. So, my beautiful listeners, what are you going to do today to show your emotional self some love? Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, journaling your thoughts, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Whatever it is, make it happen. Remember, taking care of your emotions is not a luxury, it's an investment in your overall well-being. And trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might need a little emotional boost. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps us spread the love even further. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.